Hey everyone, you might remember me from Teen Mom 2, but my 15 minutes is almost up. So I'm back with another podcast. I'm your barely famous host, Kale Lowry, and I'm catching up with people from my past, putting my exes on the hot seat, and chatting with TikTokers, influencers, and other reality stars. Get weird with me every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Available now for pre-order, Adam's sixth book. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything reminds me of something. Coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
Yeah, we'll take some calls. We'll harken back to some of the grief Adam and I used to get when we were broadcasting back in the day. We'll talk about misinformation and how some people feel, even when they're wrong, they're not the source of misinformation. And talk a little about the environment and, you know, how we'd like things to go, but how they need to go if we're really going to get through this.
First, there's Geico. Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course you would. Who doesn't love a deal? That's where Geico comes in. Great rates on insurance from Geico. Well, that can help you save money. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condos, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance and switch to Geico. Because that's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com and get a rate quote.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a choice. Get it on. Dr. is board-certified physician. He's an addiction medicine specialist person.
Yeah, get it
What's
on.
What's going on, man?
Oh, so much to talk about. You know, I was thinking during the last show, we were talking about some of the hysteria around masks and whatever, really COVID generally. Doesn't it remind you of sort of climate hysteria? Doesn't it feel kind of the same? In terms of, for me, the misinformation, the lack of actual the actual understanding of what's going on. I saw something yesterday.
Well, let me just say this.
Yeah.
And then you tell me.
Yeah.
If you took the is experiment agree or disagree? Yeah. If you took the top 10% of climate people,
yeah,
meaning the people most invested, fervent about climate change, and then took the top 10% of school mask mandate people and who wanted kids masked up at school, I bet it would be the same 10% of our population.
Probably.
That say?
Well, what's interesting to me that both topics people are completely misinformed about. So I saw a young adult survey where they said that the probability of the world coming to an end in their lifetime, 50%.
Yeah. Well, also
– No one is predicting that. Nobody.
Look no further than Germany.
Yeah.
Here's how life works, everyone. Sorry. You don't like fences at the border and you don't like stop and frisk in New York City and you don't like illegal aliens staying in Mexico until they can prove they're here for asylum or whatever it is and not crossing in this country. And you don't like cleaning up the homeless encampments. You don't like it all. You hate it. Okay. And you love the environment. Fine. And you like solar and you like wind and you like renewables. Great. And I'm with you. But now we're going to bump up against reality.
Right.
So – and use this as a metaphor for everything, okay?
Yeah.
Angela Merkel over in Germany, she's an idealist. I don't think she's a bad person, but like many, like Gavin Newsom, she's an idealist.
Trudeau.
These are idealists. Fine. They've got great, they have no ideas, but they have great wishes for our society, or their society. Good. I'm with you. I, too, want to live in a world where no child is ever left behind or goes to bed hungry or every homeless person gets the help they need and every elderly person gets fed and medical. We're all for the same thing. Now, I love that the fact that somehow I'm not for kids being educated. Right, I'm not for it. I would like to find a path away from failing schools. That doesn't make me against kids being educated. It's quite the difference.
Yes.
Quite different. Yeah. And when I suggest that schools should be reopened because they're hurting kids a year and a half ago, it's not because I hate kids.
Yeah.
So first things first, knock off the ad hominem bullshit.
Yeah, we all want to get to the same place. I've never met anybody that didn't want to get to the same place.
So please take this as a metaphor for every one of these subjects. Angela Merkel wants to live in a world of renewable power, windmills and solar and everything else. And she's no nukes because one day when I reach the pearly gates, God will explain to me why the people that love the environment hate the source of power that creates the cleanest
energy.
Energy. Yeah, yeah. But okay, that'll be explained to me one day.
God will tell
you. So she then says, shut down these nuclear facilities. We're going to rely on solar and wind.
And Russia.
And
gas from Russia.
That doesn't work. So now we need a pipeline from Russia.
Oh, yeah.
And now we must get all our fuel, our carbon-based fuel, from a horrible place, a dictator.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you end up with.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm with you in the plan.
Yeah.
I want renewables, too.
Yeah.
I want to shut down everything except for the windmills.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to figure out how to make it work before we shut down the nuclear power plants.
Yep.
Or the opposite of what you want will happen.
Correct.
We shall get our fuel from a pipeline.
And coal.
From Russia.
And we'll start burning coal.
Okay.
We will get
now,
fuel.
Take that and extrapolate it to the homelessness, to the border, to education.
Know.
That's exactly. I'm with you on all of this.
Yeah.
Now, how do we do it effectively? And by the way, pulling down the fence at the border or shutting the nuclear power plant, that's just you shutting something. That's not a plan.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. And denying human reality and reality generally seems to be at the core.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of how humans work and reality generally, that's right in there.
Right. And now Russia is going to invade the Ukraine, and Germany, they're in an interesting position.
Yes.
What shall they do about this? Are they going to go after and fight the country where they're getting half their energy from?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a decision that needs to be made.
I think I better sit on my hands and see how this plays out.
Right. So that's all you need to know, everyone. And the part where it's like, you know, I hate kids or Indians or the sky or whatever, just shut the fuck up. There needs to be a plan in place.
Yeah.
That's all.
Speaking of Germany, I interviewed Fart Jar Girl, Stephanie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And she made $200,000 essentially rubbing flower petals around her anus and putting it in a jar. It's essentially what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard – and she's lovely actually to talk to. And when I heard her little story, I thought, oh, I feel – I know men. This is – you didn't think of this out of the blue. Men were asking you for this, right? Of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
The interesting phenomenon is where are the men from?
Mm.
Where are the men
from? Germany.
Actually, it's a little bit more refined. Austria.
Wow.
It's Austria. He said, she said, the Austrian were all about this. I thought, oh, interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting. So Germany or Florida, alive and well. Alive and well.
All right. You got something, Drew?
Yeah.
Is no, that, I'm just asking you.
Well, I have a lot of stuff, but I'm going to get to calls.
All right. Steve, 32 from Seattle.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Guy.
From your Seattle-based flight crew, I'm happy to report I'll be seeing you in Tacoma next week.
Yeah. This week, as you hear this. Yes, but go ahead.
Just wanted to float something by you, Adam. I know you've been drilling down on chick think lately, and I think you got something there. And I wanted to see if you think maybe one of the primary drivers of that is...
Yeah, hold on. Angela Merkel,
yeah,
as it pertains to energy,
yeah,
100% chick think.
Yeah.
That's how chicks think.
Yeah.
No nukes.
Yeah.
All right.
Now what?
well, we're going to freeze.
Well, you know what? I saw a lot of that being it played out in San Onofre. Mm-hmm. The same people, literally, that were out there demonstrating to shut the plant down were demonstrating against the rise in their electrical bills.
Right.
What did you think was going to happen? What did you think? They have to get to get it from somewhere.
Steve?
Yeah.
Chick Think.
Do you think Chick Think is being more prevalent because there's less fathers in the home and there's just way too many single mother households?
It's definitely going to tip the scale. The question is how much of the scale is tipped. But yeah, it makes sense to me that you need a point of view. You need a male point of view and a female point of view. And not removing the male point of view from the house is going to do that. I mean, if you take COVID, you had the moms reacting differently oftentimes than the dads. And the dads were saying, you don't need to wipe down your shoes before you come into the house. And the moms were saying, let them wipe down their shoes. And so there's going to be a balance.
Yeah.
If the dad is removed from the house, then there shall be that balance.
But I would imagine that could create a backlash too, thus the octagons. You know what I mean?
A percentage of the kids are going to go the other direction, but it's a percent. It's a fraction. I don't think it's the majority. So, yeah, that's it. And mixed with, consuming everything out of plastic, low testosterone and sperm counts, being beaten over the head by society constantly in Hollywood and basically just dudes turning into chicks. Mm. I mean, there's two.
Yeah.
There's dudes gone, and then there's dudes turning into chicks. Mm. This is what we're dealing with. I mean, when you hear Garcetti, our mayor, and you hear Gavin Newsom talk about the reasons why they're photographed without masks, that's chick talk. It's not dude talk.
So weird.
Dude talk is either here's some science about why I wasn't wearing the mask, or I'll eat a bullet.
Yeah,
fine.
And by the way, they're standing next to somebody immune compromised.
Yeah,
that's the part I love. No one's talking about. You're in a stadium where no one's wearing a mask, standing next to the one person as immune compromise.
Yeah, and then good job. 4 days later, you send your lackey out there to wag his finger at everyone about wearing masks because they're on to us.
Yes.
This is patently insane.
Yes.
And again.
And incompetent.
Not their fault. They're going to do. Well, first off, we voted these imbeciles in.
Yes.
So it is ultimately our fault.
That's the astonishing part. Astonishing.
Number one. Number two.
I can't get that.
We'll vote them in again. Oh. So it's really our fault.
What is that?
And number three, you guys are listening to them. So it's all your fault. Mm. It's all your fault. Mm. Nobody should be doing this.
You're right.
This notion, this thing all the time is like, well, what are you going to do? You keep your restaurant open, they close you down. What are you going to do? You don't put your mask up at the airport, they'll arrest you. Not if everyone does it. Mm. If everyone does it, there's nothing they can do, ever.
And it's starting to go that way. Well, I'm hopefully so anxious to see what happens at SoFi this weekend.
Nobody. I was in SoFi 2.5 weeks ago. Nobody wears a mask.
Nobody. Of course not. Of course not.
All right, Steve.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See you next week. And Adam, thank you for not apologizing. Doing the Lord's work.
Well, here's the thing. I'll apologize when I'm wrong. I'm not going to apologize because you're angry.
Yeah.
That's you being angry.
Yeah.
So, apologize to the LA Unified School District for what? Being right? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Why would I apologize? Announcing, this kills old people and sick people? Apologize? Why? Until I'm wrong, I will apologize when I'm wrong.
Right.
Why apologize if you're right? Everyone's yelling at me about AOC. I'm right. She was in her 60s and fat. No one would listen to her. She's a dingbat. I'll apologize when I'm wrong, not because you're pissed. And by the way, what aren't you guys pissed about?
Right.
You're pissed about everything.
Right.
I'd have to become an apology blunderbuss. I just have to fire apologies like into the wind every 10 seconds.
Like t-shirt guns.
No one ever asked me for an apology.
Mm. They just know better.
They call me a douchebag and horrible and fat.
It's my favorite one.
I get called fat. And dumb and irrelevant, unfunny, and blah, blah, blah.
Old, you get old, too.
Oh, old and fat.
Yeah.
But no attempts at an apology. Why not? Why not, Drew?
Because they don't know what to ask you to apologize for, really.
And it's because I don't apologize.
Oh, well, they don't waste their time, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's a waste of their time. Yeah. They go away.
Yeah.
They want the apologies from the people that will apologize.
Right.
That's how they roll, because they're bullies. They hate the word bully.
Yeah.
But they're bullies.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they do is bully.
That's it.
It's insane.
Yeah.
The biggest bullies, you know, we were fed the steady diet of, you know, 80s college movies where the jocks were the bullies and the nerds were the meek. No way. The jocks are laid back and get all their aggression out on the football field. The nerds are the bullies. That's what you're dealing with. And now the nerds, via tech, have been weaponized.
Mm,
and that's what you're feeling. These are all nerds.
Interesting.
There's no jocks. You think there's any? Think this is the jocks? You know what I mean? Who's trying to bully everyone online? Bunch of construction workers or ex-high school football stars? No fucking way. Farmers, truck drivers. No, no, no. These are all nerds. And they control tech.
Well,
they know
how
to harness it.
How do you distinguish or help people distinguish between what the truck drivers are doing in Canada versus what nerds are doing online?
You mean what they're saying about the truck drivers?
Well, that's my point. They're saying the truck drivers are bullies and, you know, insurrection and blah, 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 blah.
Well, what it is, you know, the truck drivers have weaponized freedom. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that means. Yeah. Freedom is freedom. I wish there was more of it, number one. Number two, they basically do the same thing with truck drivers as they do with the mask mandates. Somebody says, I'm the governor of this state. I will not enforce mask mandates for school kids. And then they go, he's mandated against mask mandates.
Right.
And he's tyrannical.
Right.
Right. That's not a mandate. That's saying you may do this or not do it,
right,
but we will
fascist.
Not compel you to do it by law.
It's so weird.
So he's mandating against mandates, and that makes him a fascist. You're not allowed. We don't live in an upside down world, people. You're not allowed
to
take.
Yes, we do.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm
yes,
saying,
we do.
You're not allowed to take people that are protesting for freedom and call them anti-freedom.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
What do you think about Rogan's apology? Speaking of apologies,
I don't think he should have done it. I really don't. I feel like it. I look, I've said this a million times. I've gotten into this with my mom. I've told you this about my mom. And I've done it with my daughter. I'm not going to confirm this by apologizing. I'm not going to validate it. It's a validation.
Mm.
It's validation. If you, I'll make it easier. If you are, riding a subway and it's crowded and you take a step back and you stepped on someone's foot and you said, sorry, excuse me about that. And then they said, you did that on purpose, apologize. I'd say, no, it was a mistake. I didn't mean to. And they'd go, you did that intentionally. You tried to hurt my foot. Now, if you go, and they go, apologize. Well, then you go, you'd have to go, I'm sorry I tried to hurt your foot. Now they're right.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It doesn't help.
Yeah.
If there's something you did, then apologize if you did it on purpose, if it was a mistake or whatever it is. The ivermectin thing or whatever, the doctor coming on there talking about vaccines, fuck you. I have a show. People can come on. They can give their opinion.
Well, what's interesting to me
the N-word thing is him reading lyrics that is cut up as a clear hit piece. So fuck you again. But I think what it does is it opens you up to more. There will be more. They get a little satiated momentarily, but then they get hungry again and they come after you again. That's why you have to establish it. But if you do something wrong or give out information that is incorrect, then you may apologize.
He took two. Well, go ahead.
All right. Let me tell you about 10,000. I've been wearing
I think I'm wearing theirs now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been wearing their 7-inch versatile, interval shorts and versatile shirts.
Good.
So good.
Yeah.
So soft. So flexible.
And different kinds of shorts. Like I have a couple for different occasions.
Features really silver ion for odor protection, no bounce pocket, phone pocket. So if you want to go jogging with your phone, that's good. Breathable, lightweight, shell fabric, and optional liner to prevent chafing. Versatile shirt is perfect for working out. Lightweight, breathable, durable. You know, I grew up, we had the same undershirt and t-shirt for since the 1930s. And all of a sudden, 10,000 comes along and yeah. it's good stuff.
It's different, yeah.
Same pair of those old gym shorts you'd wear in high school or junior
Sears.
High.
Sears
weird.
Shorts.
I swear they felt like they're made of burlap.
Yes, yes.
200 plus athletes test their gear to ensure perfect design, fabric, trims, fit, free shipping and returns, and lifetime guarantee. Right, Matt?
That's right. 10,000's offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc, enter code ADS to receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc, enter code ADS.
All right, quick break. Back with more thoughts and your calls right after this. All right, Drew. So what was your thought?
I thought it was appropriate in that he listened to the N-word stuff and he wasn't happy with it.
I know. I guarantee they can put that together for anybody and everyone is going to have the same reaction. You're going to feel nauseated.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah. And so I thought, okay. And the other thing he did, which I thought was appropriate, here's the crazy thing. He only interviews people that kind of keep his interest for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And those are people with way outlying opinions, Area 51 guys, people that talk about aliens, mm-hmm. a geophysicist that sort of does this as a hobby and has some interesting opinions. That's who he talks to. But he said – he goes, you know what? I have no so much reach now. I have a responsibility to balance that out a little bit with some other opinions. I said, all right. That's true. That's good. That's it. That's it. That's all I got from what he said. Like what I said was disgusting, and I will balance the opinions.
I don't think he has a responsibility to balance anything out.
He doesn't.
He has thoughts.
He doesn't.
He's attracted to talk to people. He can do whatever he wants.
And by the way, those won't be as entertaining. His ratings will be down, and then the Spotify won't be as happy.
He can do whatever he wants. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah.
Stop telling him what he can do.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
This is a very slippery slope. That we've told
slope.
A
we're
lot
at the
of
bottom
people.
Of that sandhill. You talk. I mean,
yeah,
we're
we
already
can keep,
falling
we can
down.
Keep going.
So, yeah, we're going into the.
No, we're going. We're going.
Earth, going
we're,
inside
no,
the
no,
earth.
We're
now.
Going into the government getting involved.
Yes, which is ridiculous.
That's where we're heading.
Ugh.
And you guys want to keep going there?
Ugh.
What's wrong with you people?
Mm.
Jesus, goddamn Christ, everyone! You want the government to start getting involved because they're dipping their toe into that pool, and they speak about it. And you don't need to be a code breaker to hear those press conferences with Jen Psaki talking about there's more we can do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
By the way, about information that usually turns out to be correct 2 weeks later.
Hey, man, let's only hearken back to what we used to deal with from the right. In the 90s, about talking
religious,
about HPV vaccine and morning after pills, same exact shit. And guess what? The government kind of did get involved back then in weird ways with the FCC and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Well, look.
Ugh.
No. They were always involved with language, for sure. Very much involved with, you know. You can say boobs, but you can't say tits.
Yeah.
And then I would go, what's the difference between saying boobs and tits? And they'd go, because you can't say tits. And I'd go, I know. But what sense does it make to say?
Makes no sense. Listen, they invented – they adopted the comedy routine that George Carlin.
Yes, right.
And his routine was tits doesn't belong on the list.
I didn't even remember that part.
Oh, he goes – he says it sounds like a snack food.
Oh,
cheese
right,
tits, tater
right,
tits,
right,
onion tits.
Right, right. Yeah. So they randomly made some – you know, you can say I'm pissed off, but you can't say I was taking a piss.
Right.
Okay. All right, geniuses. How much science is involved with this, right?
Right?
Okay, but it was really about language.
Yeah.
Really about language. It had nothing to do with ideas. It was language.
That's true.
If you,
morning after pill.
Well, the government didn't stop you from talking about it.
Yeah, I got to remember what where all the
we
heat
never
was coming
we
from.
Talked about yeah. we talked about all the time. The government didn't intervene. The FCC didn't intervene.
Yeah, that's true.
The FCC
they went after Howard
was worried about language
yeah.
and
sexual indecency
and
yeah.
sexual content,
yeah.
not talking about the morning after pill.
We did get some direction at one moment there where they're like, you can't talk about genitalia even if it's clinically appropriate. Remember that for a minute?
Look, for a minute, everyone talked about everything.
Yeah.
Fine. These people are going after ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is a much different kettle of fish.
Yep.
And much more dangerous mm-hmm. and insidious
mm-hmm.
because now we're policing ideas. Look. I've been in radio my whole life, second half of my life. I can say, I don't give an ass what the F this GD-er says.
Yeah. Oh,
that's fine. I can still make my point.
Yeah.
I can tell my story.
Yeah.
But when you start policing the ideas and calling it misinformation and then saying we have to shut you down because of misinformation, oh, that will never identify. Well, not specifically identify the misinformation. You know, I've heard a million conversations about the doctor on Joe's show who was giving out misinformation, but I've heard little to what the misinformation was.
Right.
So here's the deal. You label it misinformation. You also get to be the gatekeeper and the arbiter of what is misinformation, correct or not, and then you get to shut down platforms that deliver what you've labeled misinformation based on your criteria of what is misinformation. Sound scary to anybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're cheering that on. Yeah. CNN cheers that on. Journalists, reporters and journalists are cheering this on. Please wake up, everybody. The fuck. And by the way, the mask mandate and not having a mask mandate is not a mandate not to mask. And saying everyone should be allowed to speak is not me taking the side of people that give out misinformation. It's saying everyone should be able to speak.
Right.
I like the way they steer it toward, oh, so you're with the Nazi truckers then.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they have the right to do this. Oh, so you support misinformation, clinical misinformation. No, I support the right to say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I'm for misinformation. Very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Wake up, everyone. All right. Who are you?
God, there was a guy up there that had a point about how hysterias like this happen every 80 years. I've not heard that theory. So if we can get that guy back, that would be awesome. And Dan up on line one.
Dan, 48, Florida.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey, Hi, guy.
I'm going to switch up what I was going to say because what you guys were just talking about. This reminds me so much of the PMRC in the late 80s. You guys remember that?
No.
Tipper Gore?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was,
Yeah.
It was an organization called the Washington Wives, Wives of Senators, and their whole shtick was they wanted to label music. They wanted it labeled, just
yeah.
like now.
Right.
They want it labeled. We want people to know
mm-hmm.
that they're getting this smut, right? And who
right.
decides what smut? Oh, well, we do.
Tipper yeah. Gore does.
Except this is far worse, as Adam said, because this is more about ideas than about language.
Yeah.
That's
the shit
crazy.
We were dealing with back then.
Listen, I'm fine with language. You know what I mean? Like, to a point. Fine. You don't want to expose five-year-olds to motherfucker or whatever it is. Fine. Or whatever graphic, whatever. This is ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insidious.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
What I was going to ask you guys originally was, now that the word has gone out, the Democrats have read the polls and they're reining in crazy quickly, I'm curious what you guys think and what percentage of these people are just going along with it. I'm talking about citizens versus the true believers who are going to scream, you're going to murder my child and I'm never getting rid of the mask and my theory is it's about 15% overall.
True believers.
But, they're obviously very politically powerful in places like Los Angeles and Boston and New York. I'm just curious how you guys see this sort of working as the politicians try to rein it in time for midterms, but the citizens don't want it in these areas.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Very little true believers. Now,
Even like our where we live?
Yes. I've screamed about it. First off, I've yelled about it many times. Okay. Everyone's, Gavin Newsom, he goes to the French Laundry. Gavin Newsom's such a hypocrite. I'm like, he's not a hypocrite. He doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a hypocrite, but doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
Doesn't believe it. And Garcetti goes to the game, takes his mask off. And all Stacey Abrams, mask off, mask off, mask off, mask off. Okay, they don't believe it. You know what I said? Ben Shapiro wears a yarmulke. He believes it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't fucking use the yarmulke for a beer coaster. And then when you come into the room, he goes, oh, shit, I get back on my head.
Well, someone's by the way, though.
See me. He believes it. Look, quiet. It may be nonsense.
Yeah.
But he believes it.
Yep.
That's why he religiously, pardon the pun, wears the fucking yarmulke. Gavin Newsom doesn't believe in the mask.
Yeah.
He wants you to believe it's important to wear a mask, and that's why he does not believe.
Yeah.
The yarmulke, the mask, same circumference, same size, probably the same material, probably just as effective to hold a yarmulke over your face on a flight as it is to wear a fucking mask. Ben Shapiro believes.
I have noticed.
And Gavin Newsom doesn't.
I would argue that there's a group falling out that's not very big, as you're pointing out, that is this remnant group of true believers. And here's the symptom. You can find them in the restaurants with their masks on while they're eating.
Yes.
And they will pull down the mask, take a bite, and put it right back up again. And I feel terrible for those
people. I would still argue that they don't believe.
Oh, no, they have talked to some of them. They do.
You can't pull your mask down half the time you're in a restaurant. There's zero. These are educated people. By the way, these people are all with college degrees.
Right. But their fear is so high and their misunderstanding of the data is so profound that they're like, issue. I feel bad for them.
No, I think they got crate trained. I think if they really believe, they don't go out to dinner.
Could be. Well, that's Howard, right? Howard Stern.
Right. He's a true believer.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, and I argue in a bizarre way, I have more respect for Howard Stern than I do for Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Because Howard Stern preaches doom and gloom and he stays home.
Yeah. He does.
Gavin Newsom preaches
for doom you
and gloom and then goes to the stadium and takes pictures with no mask. Yeah. All right. Take care of your business, sir.
All right. Our friend Jordan Harbinger, right? The Jordan Harbinger Show. Fascinating podcast. Interesting people. We love it. You should check it out. Episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. He interviews our friend Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't exist anymore. No kidding. And also goes inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. Jordan's an interesting guy. He's got a law degree. He speaks a couple languages. He's been abducted a few times. I mean, he has got an interesting point of view, and you will always find something useful to apply to your own life and something interesting. Routine changes to boost your productivity or slight mindset tweaks that change how you see the world. We enjoy the show. You will too, no doubt. You can search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Again, Jordan is a good guy, a smart guy, interesting guy, does great interviews, interesting guest. You can get the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
All right. This Thursday, Spokane, Washington, Spokane Comedy Club, and then Friday, Saturday, Tacoma, Washington, at the Tacoma, Washington Comedy Club, coming up in Kansas City. The comedy club over there on March 11th and 12th. And then right before that, March 10th, Waukegan, Illinois, at the Genesee Theater. Just go to amcroll.com for all the live shows, Drew.
Go to drdrew.com for the pods and drdrew.tv for our streaming programs. And check out Instagram, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course you would. Who doesn't love a deal? That's where Geico comes in. Great rates on insurance from Geico. Well, that can help you save money. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condos, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance and switch to Geico. Because that's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com and get a rate quote.